everybody, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss, and my worst half.
Your better half, Theo Vaughn.
And our special, amazing, awesome, beautiful, interesting guest today, Miss Denise Richards. Yay!
Thank you very much for joining us.
Sorry. Thank you for having me.
I've been trying to get you on since the beginning, and she finally came out and did this, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
It means a lot to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And we are excited to talk to you about lots of stuff, but as you know, our show is a competition, so we will have three rounds that you will be the judge of. And aside from that, you should know that Theo and I are quite different.
Okay.
We have different beliefs. Matt believes in Judaism, which is not going to get him into heaven. I'm Christian. So okay. Matt is
lovely.
Also from Philadelphia. They did beat us in the Civil War. I'm from New Orleans. Matt also believes in dating men, which I might do later in life, but for now I'm sticking with women.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So is that fair enough, Matt?
You guys aren't different at all.
Not different at all.
But we're also best friends, and we've been friends for about a decade, and we meet on the common grounds of neuroses and we also
anxiety.
Anxiety and depression.
And rock bottom. We're there together.
We hit rock bottom.
That should be the name of our TV
show.
Rock bottom.
That's a great name.
And it should just be like, just you and I just sitting there staring at the camera, just so sad.
But you know how many people are going to join us so quickly?
That's true.
In this town?
And anyway, so the show's also called Allegedly because we kind of like peel back the skin of what it's really like to live in Hollywood and try to make it here, try to survive here, try to date here, try to have a family here, everything, you know, aside from like what you really think the allure of Hollywood really is.
Like, despite what you see on Instagram.
Exactly. Whether it's embarrassing or whether it's fun or whatever it is. So
we're going to start. Round one is Matt and I each have a story. It's a story from Hollywood. We each have a few minutes on the clock. We're going to tell our story. We can all chime in and discuss it as we want. And then you're going to decide whose story or whatever you liked better.
Based on
whatever criteria
you want.
Can't wait.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah, why don't you go first?
All right, we got the time on the clock. So, as you know, I have worked for magazines and do red carpets and stuff, and I've done that for many years. And I know off the top of my head the three worst experiences that I've had on red carpets, and this is one of them. By the way, the other two are when I was in an event in a parking garage that was no air conditioning and no ventilation. I passed out and on an actor who's on Masters of Sex. I just literally, I was dripping in sweat and I just like passed out on him. And I think he thought I was like...
Were you hitting on him?
I mean, it would have been nice, but literally they had to carry me out of the vent. Number two was when I remember when Britney Spears opened up a restaurant in New York and it was pouring rain out and the press were in this like... cattle area, and I got trampled on. Like everybody, just like when she came, it got madness. The barricades went down. I'm laying on the ground as like some paparazzi stepping on my back, and I'm like, "What is my life?"
You're a Britney fan.
Exactly.
It was so great. And this is the third. And this was the first premiere I ever went to and covered for a magazine. I think it was Us Weekly. Was a movie called Dr. T and the Women. Ooh. It was I did it in New York at the Ziegfeld Theater, which is this cool really thing. I was very excited.
That's exciting.
And it was this huge cast because it was a Robert Altman movie.
Okay.
And it starred Richard Gere.
Ooh, I know him.
Kate Hudson. And lots of people. So it was it was literally like my first gig, and I was so excited. In New York City. So it's Hollywood adjacent.
Oh,
but
yeah. It's awesome, though.
Hollywood
but that's
adjacent.
Awesome. It's beautiful.
Lauren Bacall is there. And Lauren Bacall is one of Hollywood screen legends. She's part of Bacall and Bogey, and I'm a huge fan of, you know, old school Hollywood and stuff. So I was so excited to meet her because it's like seeing, you know, just like a piece of Hollywood history in front of you. And so she comes over, and Lauren Bacall doesn't have a reputation as being the nicest person in Hollywood. I didn't know this beforehand.
How old is he in Lauren Bacall? I'm
not at even this point, she's probably
was she in Party of Five or not?
Party of Five, no.
Okay.
Wait, did you ask how old she is now?
Yeah.
She passed away.
Yeah, she's dead.
Okay, all right. Okay. Well.
She's any age she wants to be now.
She's all doing great.
Okay. And but for you, she's in heaven.
She's in heaven,
yes.
Yeah.
For Matt. For me?
Yeah, she's in arbitration.
She's at a deli somewhere
joke,
in the sky.
Yeah, she's in the big deli in the sky.
There you go.
There we go.
And by the way, she's known as a bitch, but she apparently would be the first person to tell you that she was a bitch. So that's what. Anyway, the first question I asked her, and this was very naive but very innocent. I said to her, you know, I'm such a huge fan. Do you remember your first premiere? Now, I didn't mean that in any way as like you're old and you have Alzheimer's disease. She took it to be like this kid's asking like if I'm old and if I can remember this. So do you know what she did? She spit on me.
What?
She hopped the loogie. And she spit on me.
No, she didn't.
And not only that, but I was wearing my glasses at the time.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it was in slow motion. Like, the spit was, like, dripping down the lens.
Save it?
Yeah, huh?
No, I spit back. No, I didn't. That would have been
awesome. Be all that's left of her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have it in a jar by my bedside. Like, no, she literally spit on me. And she goes, how dare you? And she went, and I was like, oh my God. Lauren Bacall. And part of me is like, I felt so horrible. And then part
it's
of me is
kind
like,
of erotic, though.
Lauren Bacall just spit on me. That's kind of cool. Like, that's really, like, one time I met Jack Palance, who's another old actor, and he told me to fuck off. And I thought that was like a
pretty
like
cool.
a badge of honor. Right. I was like, hey, Jack Palance told me to fuck off. So anyway, yes, I'm sure Lauren Bacall has spit on many people over the years, but I am I'm a member of the club.
Wow.
Of this big club. So that's my
This is going to be tough to beat. I'm sorry.
Is it? Well,
Theo,
let's see, Denise.
Let's see what you got.
Let's see.
Theo often takes a different approach with his stories. Let's
I
see where he's going.
I have a feeling his story's a little different.
Yeah. Considering he doesn't even know who Lauren Bacall is.
Well, I also, but she sounds like a troubled woman.
She might have been.
You know.
All right. Let's get the time on the clock for Theo.
Okay. So when I first moved here, this was about a decade ago. I moved here and a friend of mine and I moved here
to Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles,
Hollywood.
Yeah. And we didn't have a place to stay yet. And we thought like, you know, you could just get here and get a place to stay, right? And we didn't know that you had to be like you'd have a contract and everything with like an owner of a building and everything. Like we didn't really understand how it all worked. You know?
Didn't understand what rent is or,
no, I mean, well,
or like a lease or anything.
Yeah,
like
I had
that.
A real
okay.
game plan. All right.
Got it.
And were you coming out right from Louisiana?
Yeah, I was coming out right from Louisiana.
Okay, so you were right off the bus.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. And so so my buddy and I got here and we're like, shit, man, we don't really have a place to stay. So we're looking at apartments and it's taking a long time to set everything up. And like,
the best part about this is when people think of Hollywood, they think of mansions and they think of like swimming pools and clubs and everything. I'm guessing your story is not going in that direction.
Oh, no, not at all. Like we looked at a place. I remember it took us 2 days to look at a place in Venice on the roof and it was 2-bedroom, right? We're like, oh, this is amazing, right?
Right.
Because we'd have our own bedrooms, right? Which is every.
That's nice.
It's every human's dream.
Yes.
2-bedroom, half bath, right?
And that was enough. You were like, wait a second.
What the fuck is half bath, right?
Well,
so we
you
get
learned
there.
Quickly. Yeah,
we get there, sink and shower, no toilet, right? And we ask the guy, we're like, well, what do you, you know, how do you use the toilet? And the guy's like, well, just shit elsewhere. That's what he said.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome
shit
to Hollywood.
Elsewhere?
What's your dream?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No toilet?
It was a Persian guy, and he's like, you shit elsewhere. I mean, you shit elsewhere. You know, like as if everyone had been shitting elsewhere for centuries and we weren't cued in.
All right.
You know?
Fair enough.
Anyway, so we didn't have a place to sleep, right? So the first two nights we slept in a in the park, actually. My buddy slept in the park, which is at Lincoln and Wilshire. There's a park right there, Reed Park, right?
Okay.
So we slept in there a couple of nights and actually met these two cool cats that lived over in there. One of them was named Cat and the other dude was named Rich, right? And they were adult males that were homeless.
Okay.
And I don't think they were homosexual. They did sleep together, but I think it was just for
to keep warm.
At that point, sex is out the window.
And when I think one of them held the money and so the other one was not going to sleep far from them.
Right.
You know? So then we slept there for a couple nights and it got real territorial in the park. Like there's not a lot of room to sleep really. And like it gets way crazy at night. Like people like really fencing off their areas and getting fired up, you know? So then we decided we're looking for a place to sleep. We're literally driving around at midnight looking for a place to sleep. And we saw the McDonald's so we jumped the fence and we slept in the ball pit at the McDonald's, right?
What?
Swear to God. So this is about 4 nights we slept in the ball pit and,
Where little kids play with the balls?
Yeah, where kids play with the balls, right? And it's definitely like a little. It's not. I don't want to say it's. You don't feel pedophilia. You feel pedophilia for like a minute,
right?
But then you're like, I'm glad to have a place to rest.
That thought didn't even come across my mind. I was just thinking how comfortable that might be to sleep on a bunch of balls.
It's not.
Theo's done. Theo, let me tell you from experience.
Have you slept on them?
Not always that fun.
Look, resting your chin for 30 seconds doesn't count as sleeping.
Yeah, doesn't make you gay either, Theo. Okay. So it's
if you wear earplugs, I don't think it's. Look, if you can hear it, it's gay.
There
if you can't
go.
Hear it,
okay. Okay, so wait. So I don't understand.
So me and my buddy Paul would jump the fence and get into the ball pit, and we would sleep in there.
And you slept on top of the ball?
No, we slept in the ball pit.
Like it's a bouncy almost with balls.
Oh,
yes.
And it's outdoor, I think.
It is outdoors.
So
and we would get down
McDonald's.
In. And the problem is then, like, there's a lot of, like, barrettes in there, a lot of loose hair.
I bet there's all kinds of things there.
Oh, it is seedy.
Yeah, that is gross, actually.
Well, the best part was on the fourth night. On the fourth night, like this is a Christmas song. On the fourth night.
On the fourth night of homelessness.
We're in there. We're just chatting and laughing about our misfortune and everything. And the next day, we're going to get a place over on Pico, right? That had a water leak, a constant water leak. It was literally like having a flowing. It was just constantly flowing down
up,
the walls.
Okay.
Did it have a toilet?
But it did have a toilet.
A shitter.
It had a shitter.
Good.
Yeah. You shit here. Shit here.
Okay.
And we're talking, and someone says from the slide, "Can you keep it down out there?" There was an adult
what?
Asian male who was sleeping on the slide. Yeah. And that's when I realized, like, this is a tough city because, first of all, Asian homeless, never had seen that.
Oh,
like,
stop it.
You never had. I've never seen an Asian homeless man.
I mean, I.
Where?
Maybe in Asia.
Yeah, but not here.
Well, okay, not here, but I'm sure they exist in Asia.
I don't think they let their people be
then
homeless.
Then they're just homeless.
Dude.
Okay, fair enough. Get
okay,
ahead.
Yeah, then they're just homeless. But so it was like all of a sudden we're up chatting. This guy's like, "Can you keep it quiet out there?"
Oh, he's Asian Persian, apparently.
He might be Asian Persian,
okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that was like an early highlight of
wow,
my trip
so
into
that
Hollywood.
People really live in it's like this little McDonald's Playhouse society.
It kind of, and it didn't surprise me. That just let me know, like, man, like this city is, people are sleeping where they can.
Well, it's not Louisiana.
It's not Louisiana.
Before, you know? Denise, before you give your ruling, I got to say, that's pretty, I mean, it's inspiring, dude. You came out here and you, you know, you're a success story. And I'm very proud of you for,
well, thanks,
for where
man.
You are now. He has his own Netflix special that premieres in February.
Coming out in February. We taped it in Louisiana.
And, you know, he's performing at all the clubs and he's on TV shows and stuff. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm actually on my way to go sleep at a McDonald's tonight.
That's not easy. This is a tough call.
Yeah.
Because
different stories.
Different stories, but you both were very persistent in what your dream was.
True.
You got spit on. You got trampled.
Yes.
You passed out. And yeah. You were still, like, pursuing your dream.
That's true.
You were sleeping in balls. Had a place that didn't have a shitter, found a place with a shitter, but a water leak. So that's a tough call.
That's
they're
a good
both
summation,
they're
though.
Both very inspiring because you guys are both extremely successful. I know. I
would you tell my mother this, by the way?
Yeah, no,
this is not an easy city. I don't come, you know, I
no.
come from money either, so
it's
I had to work hard
city.
Too. So it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
This is a toss up.
All
now,
right.
What happens when it's an extreme toss
no,
up?
No, well, I mean, I feel like you at some point, Denise, have to make a choice.
This is
you can ask
I think
questions?
I'm gonna choose yours, Theo.
You
because no, this is a tough one. Career wise, you those are hard knocks to take. And to be spit on by Lauren Bacall, that does go both ways. And that is so tough and
she probably needed that spit in her body to keep yourself
right.
going.
That took 2 years off her life.
No, but that says so much about you, how hard it is like, to really like you know, get out there and follow your dream. This is like on a whole personal
yeah.
level to have that. You didn't go back to Louisiana,
good
you know,
point.
And you've worked your ass off. And
yeah, it's been a rocky road.
Oh, see, I helped you by saying how successful you become. So
that's
all
sweet
right,
of you.
I will
well,
give you
too,
this
man.
Award.
I mean, you continue to not give up in this town, dude. No matter how many men and young, you know, erotic men that you meet online spit on you from
yeah,
USC.
Even when I asked for it,
yeah. But that was a tough one.
All right. So in other words, Theo wins. Matt gets a pat on the back. All right. Let's move on to round two, which is our interview round with our amazing guest today, Denise Richards. Thank you so much for coming in here and being
Thank
a part of this.
Thank you for having me.
And we have tons of questions about your illustrious career and life and how you got here and all those sort of things. And I'm gonna start off and I'm going to start deep. I'm going to
okay.
go deep. I want to say you're of an age now
mm-hmm.
where you can look back with a different perspective
yes.
at everything that's happened to you professionally, personally, and all that. Would you do the same thing? And or would you make the decision even not to become a celebrity or if that was the case because or live a more private life?
Well, I think that when I started, the internet wasn't, you know, what it was. The publicity, the media wasn't what it was. So I didn't become an actor for the publicity. I really loved acting ever since I was little. So I definitely would still, if I could go back, I would still pursue being an actress.
Gotcha.
There's definitely a lot of choices I would make differently. And I think when you make choices out of fear, and when you're older and you, you know, have the wisdom and different, yeah, then I would have definitely, if I could go back, that's the thing I would have.
Like, what's
away.
A choice you feel like you made out of fear
well,
that,
not,
like,
I don't mean
resonates.
Like scared or anything,
right?
But I mean, it's you.
It's what's well, hard in this town. There's a lot of.
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, that I wish that I trusted my or followed my gut on all my choices, because, and that's, your gut really doesn't steer you wrong. And I really think sometimes those are also guardian angels that are trying to say, go this way, or
right.
if, whatever you believe.
Like gut angels.
Yeah. And so I think that's part of it, is just having the confidence and being secure in your choices and, you know, living, being your real authentic self. And not, I was a big people pleaser. And I think in hindsight, I wish that I made choices where I wasn't.
Now, but knowing that, if you did pursue acting,
yes.
and that this is an era, like going into it knowing that you could be this, you will be this celebrity and you will be the, in the public eye as much, would you still do it? Knowing that now?
I love the process of filmmaking so much that it is, that part of it would be hard to not do
gotcha.
That. But it is hard when certain things are definitely out there,
yeah.
for sure.
yeah.
And sometimes out of your control a lot of times,
yeah.
you know?
Absolutely. All right, that's my
roll
place.
With the punches. Someone else is going to get divorced. Someone else is having a baby. Someone else is doing something, and you just gotta
keep going.
Keep going,
and you know, hold your head up
and be true to yourself.
And be true to yourself. Yeah.
And when there's times when you feel like it's really tough for you to hold your head up, like who do you go to?
Well, to be honest with you, the times where I feel like it's really tough, I've always been the glass is half full, not half empty, and I'm one that I can't complain because someone else always has it worse. You
right.
know, I feel very blessed even during challenging times. But my sister is my, you know, confidant and, you know, and I have a close circle too. But I think it just even in myself, it's I can't be Debbie Downer. I feel
yeah,
very
yeah,
lucky,
yeah.
but I also,
yeah.
you know, everyone has their own peanuts and at times you seem more than, you know, others. But at the flip side of that is a lot of people have it, you know, much worse,
yeah.
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Now, looking on a different side of the business, when you came up and you started doing this, did you encounter the casting couch? Did that exist?
It did exist, but that is one place where I was very...
Like this is not happening.
No.
Right. Do you think that, like, you would have had more opportunities if you went with that, or your career would have gone a different
the
way?
The opportunities were there, but you shut it down.
Shut it down. Good, good, good. That's a testament to your character, you know? But it does exist, huh?
Oh, yeah, it does exist.
Wow.
Definitely.
Wow.
When you did Drop Dead Gorgeous, so I'm going to ask you about this, and you worked with Amy Adams, did you feel like you knew that she was going to be a star, like, right whenever you saw her?
Amy Adams is a very... I was so impressed that she played that character so brilliantly. And I thought, wow, this is amazing. This girl who lives in Minnesota, she's never been to Los Angeles to take any of these acting classes and have this coach or that coach. And she was so good. And she told me that she wanted to move to LA one day and pursue it. So I had always thought she would obviously do extremely well.
And would you tell her whenever she's told you that?
Mm.
When she told me that?
Yeah, because a lot of times if someone tells me that, yeah, I'm like, I would, sometimes I'd say no to them,
like,
you know?
Don't, yeah.
I've always been one that tries to push people to follow whatever their dreams are. And sometimes to a fault, you know, I'm much more spontaneous. I'm not a 9-to-5 person. I always think, you know, follow your dreams, and if you don't make so much money on this, but to do something you're so passionate about, I think that is what's really more fulfilling. So I've always told anyone, whether it was Amy or someone else that was, you know, wanting to break into the business, to just keep on pushing, keep on keeping on, and all the rejection is that one job is worth, you know, all the no's,
right?
You know. And if it's something that you really want to do, you just have to keep working hard, and everyone gets rejected.
Yeah.
What are your passions these days?
I mean, I still love, I love acting.
Love acting.
And I've always been passionate about interior design.
Really?
Really?
Yes. And animals. I've always been a huge advocate for with the rescue work that I do as well.
So do you do like interior design work? Like, could I hire you to come do my one bedroom apartment?
Well, I think I do have a good eye. I love every place that I've lived. I've I love to reduce space. I don't like to just do the paint and carpet. I like to see what can you turn this into, you know?
Yeah. And you just move, or you're moving, or...
we can't keep trying that. I just, yes, I moved by the, yes,
so are you? School. You moved by the kids' school.
Yes, we moved to Malibu.
You moved to Malibu. Mm-hmm. So are you redecorating a new place now? Is it like a new canvas?
I couldn't find the canvas, so I'm renting until I find the canvas. But when I find the canvas, I definitely want to redo it.
So are you someone that the place will speak to you when you know
I'm
it,
someone
you think?
That looks for the wall I can tear down. And I know that sounds terrible. I grew up that way. My father couldn't hire contractors. And every house that he had bought, he redid himself. And we moved into a house that was 100 years old, and he renovated the whole thing on his own. And I grew up with that, and I never in a million years thought I was always like, why can't we just stay here? And we finished it, and then you want to move. And I get it now. Huh. I love that, to be creative and change your space.
So your neighbors are going to love you when you're tearing down the
walls.
Have you had some celebrity neighbors that weren't as ideal as other neighbors?
Hmm.
Like Howie Mandel was on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about how he had, like,
I have a home in his neighborhood.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he was talking about how, what was he saying?
He was saying J-Lo is near him and was throwing a party once and had horses because it was medieval times and had him on his lawn where they were shitting everywhere.
I'm probably that neighbor. I wouldn't let the horses shit on anyone's lawn, just my own lawn. But in that neighborhood, I've had tons of parties there. So I'm that neighbor probably.
Is it tough having celebrity neighbors as opposed to just regular people neighbors?
I don't think of them as, hey, they're celebrity neighbors.
Right.
You know, some of the people you know because you've met them, or you sometimes work with a lot of the same people or whatever. You know, everyone that I've lived by that is a celebrity, I have to say, have been very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. No bad experience at all.
My question is, I've been in this business for a while now, and I'm sure you've
Can I say something too? My sister had a child when she was really young, so now he's 20.
Mm.
And at the other neighborhood, I live two doors down from Paris Hilton, so he was walking the dog, and he came back, and he almost had a heart attack. He's like, Paris Hilton came out. She was in her robe with her little dog. I'm like, yeah, she lives right there. He's like, he almost fell over. I'm like, calm down. I'll just take you over to say hi to her if you want.
Did you take him over to say hi, or was he too embarrassed?
No, he was too embarrassed.
Aww.
That's hilarious. That's cute.
But anyway, I didn't have to cut you off.
What is the best party you've ever been to out here? Is there something, because something that pops in your head as you go, oh, that party was fucking kick ass, whether it was craziness or just the extravagance or something?
God, there's been so many. I think I remember when I first got out here and you first go to like a celebrity party of famous people and producers, and just how extravagant the parties are.
Do you have a memory of like one specific
one? I have quite a few different ones.
Okay.
And it's the girls like as mermaids swimming in the pool, and you know, dancers with fire, all this stuff, and you don't think that's possible that you're able to do that,
right?
You know,
like,
and it's stuff we all saw on TV or movies when we were growing up, these wild parties in Hollywood, and just the what you can have at a party is up here,
right?
And then there's all, you know, all different types that I'm sure you guys too that you've been to.
And I'm sure you've seen some wild stuff that you
I
can't
have
talk
seen some
about,
wild but... stuff that I have, yes. I've seen it all.
You've seen it all? Good.
Who throws the best parties in LA, do you think?
I don't know. That I don't know.
It's not you, Theo.
No, it's not.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right.
Everyone's best, though, I think, is different. Like, what would be
right
for a bachelor might be different than someone who brings their kids to a party.
Yeah.
We do throw good kids' party at our house.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yes.
I remember meeting you at Quincy Jones's house at a party years and years ago. Just doing some Quincy Jones name dropping.
I went to a 1-year-old party at Perry Farrell's house.
Oh, wow.
Which was kind of interesting.
And I'm sure it was like...
It was just
amazing.
Like
all out.
Yeah, it was nuts. It was kids having a blast, and then he was just it was really interesting.
Do you have kids?
I don't have any kids. I mean, one day we'll see. You know.
All right. My next question is, and this kind of goes along with the partying thing, but you've dated or been with a lot of bad Bad Boys, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Do you like
Bad Boys of Hollywood?
Do you like the bad boy thing?
Well, I don't think of it as for instance, Charlie was not, when I married him, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was
a bad
sober.
Boy. Yeah, he was sober for almost 4 years. He was a very different person. His
right.
lifestyle was very, very different.
Okay.
He was a former bad boy, I guess.
Yeah, he was a bad boy.
You know, but I think I have a lot of empathy for anyone that struggles with addiction, and I'm not going to judge the choices they made under the influence, and I can only judge the person that I'm meeting. And, you know, I think sometimes past experiences does make who you are. And so I just went off of the person I had met and gotten to know and fell in love with.
Gotcha.
So, you know, he was very different.
Gotcha.
Do you feel like a relationship in Hollywood can have an effect on someone's career?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we went through our divorce, I was surprised how much that affected me.
Yeah.
Work-wise, yeah.
Do you feel like your relationship with Charlie Sheen had a positive or negative effect on your career?
My divorce had a negative effect. Because here I was in a divorcing someone who was on one of the biggest hit shows, and they needed to protect their commodity, which I understand. It's a business.
Right.
You know, and I was perceived as being a lunatic and crazy.
Right. And you're not.
I think everyone, I can be a little crazy, absolutely. But I think in that situation, say this. There are people that have come up to me and apologized for drinking the Kool-Aid. But at the time, it was very hard for me to understand and accept that your personal life can affect your career, because to me, they were two different things. That's my job. You know, any other job, you can, you know, leave the stuff at the door, go to work, and, you know,
yeah.
They can't
judge everything's
you,
fine
can.
At home. Yeah. You know what I mean?
100%.
And they don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And people actually, even in this situation, what was public is only just the tip of what people knew.
Right.
But it definitely had a negative effect, and that was hard.
So did you actually lose jobs, or you feel like you didn't
I couldn't get a job.
Because of that? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that...
It was hard.
Yeah.
Very hard. I couldn't get a job. People didn't want me. I had too much drama around me. They didn't want that. They didn't want it.
Wow.
Was very hard.
How do you conquer that?
I just had to keep... eventually, things...
Stay the course.
Yeah, I had to just keep trying to work hard. I did my reality show to pay my bills, actually, because it got bad, you know, when you're paying legal fees and then, you know, and then you can't work. And it was a very difficult thing. And I just had to keep slowly working. And then as things were revealed, you know, things started to change.
Well, let me ask, this is just a quick follow up that someone on social media asked me to ask you this. Carol Ginsky said, how did you manage to keep your cool? When Charlie was going crazy, how did you stay classy about it? Was that a conscious decision you made, and was it hard to?
In the public, it was something I really wanted to protect our daughters mm-hmm. from, and him, you know, what he wanted to reveal, that's his choice. But, well, there's so many different circumstances surrounding that one question asking me, so I'm not quite sure which one she's talking about.
Well, let me ask, like, if someone calls you a bad mother, that's, like, the worst insult you can get. How do you not just cut all ties and give it up?
I've never had anyone say that. It was actually, I think, people thought the opposite, that I was – some people had a perception of what I may or may not have been doing, but I think – as time went on and other things were revealed, they understood I was, protecting.
But Charlie said that himself. Like, he said he's said some.
I've heard so much from him. Oh, I do. That stuff, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not the thing that he tries to hurt me, but it hurts the kids. So my job is to try and let them not hear that.
Right, right. And I'm sure that's easier said than done, though.
It is.
In this day and age, especially with the internet.
Luckily, they have no desire to Google us yet, which is nice. When that day comes out, it's going to be a very hard conversation.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, with everything, that's going to be, how do you have that conversation? What do you say?
I don't know. I haven't even contemplated what to do with that.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Now, in your career, it seems like you've dated, like, a lot of rock and roll guys, staying on, like, the dating stuff.
I only dated one.
Okay, well, allegedly. Allegedly.
Yes.
It seems like you get linked a lot of times to...
You take a picture with someone or this or that, you're linked to them. But anyway.
Right. But what about no comedians? I mean, Charlie's kind of a comedian, but...
I love comedians.
You do?
Yes.
Have you ever dated a comedian?
I have not.
Yeah.
But I love comedians. I think they're... I love funny guys.
Yeah.
Well...
That's like at the top of the list of what, you know, when you say, what do you look for? Someone who's funny.
I think Theo's telling you he's single.
No. I mean, I am single, but I'm also just telling you, I'm inquiring, I guess, like, yeah, why no comedians? Why it doesn't seem like there's any comedians that are...
Did you have a ban against comedians?
No, I mean, I've never had a comedian ask me out.
Ooh.
Not even like Pauly Shore. Like, he seems like he asked everybody out.
Sure.
I mean, Pauly Shore has asked... Every girl I know in L.A. has been literally approached by Pauly Shore at a CVS.
And that's...
Yeah, no, I haven't had a comedians ask me out.
Interesting. Right.
That I can recall.
Last thing on the dating thing. Do you think that you... will find love again, or is it...
I make a joke
that...
when I find Mr. Wrong Number Two. I know I shouldn't say that. No, do I? I would love to get married.
Yeah. So it's not something.
I'm not bitter. Like, oh, you know, guys and marriage and all that.
So
no.
Are you out there dating and trying to find someone, or is it not a priority right now?
Well, I have friend with benefits until I find Mr. Wrong Number Two.
Gotcha. So is there a friend with benefits in your life right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, you got to take care of yourself.
Oh, completely. I don't even have one of those.
Well, I can help you with that.
I'm sure she knows a lot of attractive gay men.
USC likes to, literally, boys that go to USC.
Tell me about this 20-year-old nephew. I'm just kidding.
I have one last dating question. So these are all like alleged links, like dating links. So out of Mario Lopez, Patrick Muldoon, Richie Sambora, Charlie Sheen, Dean Cain.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who was the real Superman?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I...
You can only pick one.
And you don't have to answer if you don't want.
No, because that'll get me in trouble, because... I'll say I'm friends with everyone.
Of course.
Except one, and I'm not going to say who.
Okay.
He knows who he is.
He knows who he is.
But otherwise, I'm friends with every ex.
But which one's the real Superman?
But I'm not necessarily dated all those, either.
Right, and I didn't say you had.
Okay.
But which one is the real Superman?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, because Dean Cain played him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In what regard?
Ooh.
I mean, I would probably say sensually.
Oh, my gosh. This is where I get myself in trouble. My publicist doesn't know I'm here, and she's going to yell at me. And she'll say, this quote. No, I'm joking.
Well, this one's not bad.
Let me see.
No, sensually.
And by the way, can I add, did you date Bradley Cooper?
No.
No. Okay, that was a rumor. I would add.
I met him
list.
In like for 2 seconds on Jimmy Fallon's show.
Okay.
It was literally on air.
That was the extent
of it.
Okay.
He is cute though.
Yeah.
But that was the extent of our meeting.
So you would date him if he's interested?
No, I don't know him.
Well,
I don't go off of just what someone looks like.
Okay. Yeah, he's a good career too.
This is a grinder, Matt.
Well, exactly.
Just because I do, I just forget that not everybody.
We're not
else
on
does.
Tinder right now.
But I would date him probably, and I'm straight, and I would probably date him. The guy looks pretty handsome.
Wait, are you on dating apps?
No, I'm not.
You couldn't do it, right?
I don't have the guts to do it. I know people do. I mean, I could if I really wanted to.
But even celebrities. I mean, celebrities.
There's a Raya dating app now that I use, and it's for people that are just in the industry, and you'll see a lot of famous people.
What's the app?
Oh, Raya. Yeah, you have to get like...
What is it?
R-A-Y-A. You have to get approved.
R-A-Y-A.
And it goes based on your Instagram followers as well, right?
It goes on a mix of things like people recommend you, blah, 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 stuff like that.
I've never heard of this. I'm so out of the loop with the dating apps.
Well...
I have heard of Grindr and Tinder, so those I do know.
I don't think you're going to do well in Grindr.
Me neither.
I mean, it depends on what you're into. But so back to my question, though. Which one's the real Superman?
The ones that I did date on that list are in each a Superman in their own way.
Okay.
Ooh,
everyone's different.
I'll accept that.
That's a good answer.
Like in a good, they're all good.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
all good.
They're all
and,
good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
No complaints. No, all good.
Not dating, but this is sexual, which is the Wild Things kiss, which is, I'm a gay man, and that is my favorite on-screen kiss of all time.
Oh, I like that.
That's because y'all's hair was wet, and both y'all looked like men from far away. Could have.
I mean, that movie, I love that movie, and I think it appeals to gay men as well because of, well, Kevin Bacon shows his junk in it as well, but it also has one of the stars of Rent, Daphne Rubin Vega, was in it.
Right.
And it's just like an awesome, sexy, campy kiss that I love. Now, when you did that, was that kiss Was it just the, you know, you hear stories about making movies and how there's like nothing sexual or interesting or anything when you're actually doing a love scene at all. But was that one actually, did you feel anything? Was it, or was it just like mechanical?
I think it wasn't mechanical, but it was also, we shot that was a night scene. So we were shooting all night, you know, and till the sun came up. I think the crew, everyone was a little uncomfortable, like wanted to make sure we were okay. And
right.
The director, have some margaritas in the trailer, making sure they got their shot and everything. She and I just decided, because we all knew it was going to be, just even on while we're shooting it.
A big thing?
Well, just that it was like, oh my gosh, we're kissing, you know. So we were just, we wanted it to play as, the characters will play as, because this is our job. We're the ones on the screen.
Right.
So we just wanted to go for it and do our job. You know what I mean?
Right.
We helped each other. If there was something one of us wanted to cover or not cover, or this way or that, you know what I, so
yeah, yeah.
It was actually, this might sound strange. It was easier to do those scenes with her than with a guy, because girl to girl, you can be so real and like, you know, each other might be able to share each other's insecurities or not.
Yeah, completely.
You know, so it was,
right.
We were able to be like real good. We worked well together so that we could help each other. I felt.
Now, I know you've said on Stern before that you have had a lesbian affair before.
Not an affair.
Just not an affair. Just it has happened.
Yeah.
Did you find that like doing it on film as a different type of more interesting experience, in that you knew that a little more? You know a
wait,
woman. Knowing the woman's body and whatnot, did you find that
Are you better with women than men, do you feel like?
I love men.
Yeah.
I do.
But I have to ask this. Did you, with the Neve Campbell kiss, did you practice?
Ooh.
We did once, so that it wasn't our first time, because at this point, there was a couple times that our characters, and I can't remember the order we shot these, where one of the scenes where it wasn't their first time, so we didn't want
right.
it to be,
right.
we didn't want it to be like, oh shit, they're kissing. Do you know what
right.
I mean? It's like,
right.
we want it to be as comfortable as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did rehearsed it, and then we do it. Most of the time when you rehearse with stuff like that, even with a guy, you don't even do the kiss until you're like action.
Right, right.
But with she and I, we wanted to take the piss out of it in front of the crew. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Cool. To put everybody at ease.
Yeah. We wanted to make like, it's no big deal.
Did you practice even privately? Like, did you guys practice like in your trailers? Did you guys practice?
No, we did we rehearsed on set.
Right.
And we just, that we're like, here we are. This is it. Everyone get over it.
Right.
we made it like that.
I've told the story before, but Nev, when I was in the closet and pretending to say that I loved girls, Nev was the one who had like the poster up of, and I used to go around and say like, oh, I can't wait to bang Neve Campbell. Like, like
she's
that.
Great.
She is awesome.
Yeah.
I told her that. And she thought that was the coolest
really
thing.
Good.
Going on to another movie, being part of the Bond franchise, mm-hmm. and now that Bond is, this new one's mm-hmm. out, I was doing research, and there are people who have said that it has stereotyped them, mm-hmm. or it actually has worked against them being a Bond girl or whatnot. What was your experience like being a Bond girl and looking back?
When I got Bond, I had never seen a James Bond movie.
Wow.
And so I was excited to work with, you know, our director, Michael Apted, and it was a really cool franchise to
yeah.
be a part of. I had no idea I knew it was, people saw the movie and, you know, but
right.
I had never seen one.
Right.
I quickly saw quite a few of them after I got the movie. But it was, you know, a lot of people, I got a lot of flack doing the movie when they were saying, you know, there was no way they could believe I would be a scientist and this and that. I'm like, well, I was a freaking Bond girl. Most of
yeah.
them. Are you
can't
right.
believe any of
do
them.
Do you not want them to wear shorts or a short dress or whatever?
Yeah,
I had
that's
to
ridiculous.
Fit also.
Yeah, you don't
the...
want a real scientist.
No, it's that's why the movie I think has done so well so many years. It's a little tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
It's the fantasy. So that was, at first I was surprised that it was so, they were taking it so seriously, you
yeah.
know, some of the critics and this and that. But yeah, no, I think at first it definitely yeah, it does. It does pigeonhole you a tiny bit.
And what do you think of the evolution of the Bond girl with this movie that just came out? It's a different type of...
Yeah, they say that these Bond girls are a little more frumpy.
Frumpy?
That's what I've read.
Really? No. Yeah. There's a different style with these type of movies that the Bond has gone in this way. How is it different than yours? And do you
well,
like this
I haven't
new...
seen this. The new, it's not out yet, right? I haven't
I
seen
think it
the.
It just came out. Yeah.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, see there. Goes. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, but do you like the style of the new Bond movies? Do you see them?
I've seen a few of them after. Yeah. No, I think you evolve with the times too, but it's still also timeless.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I think the old, whether it's the first Bond or the 10th or the 15th or these, they really hold up.
Yeah.
And any generation has, which I think is why it's such an iconic film, is that any generation enjoys it.
Exactly. Theo, you got?
Yeah, so I think that there's a lot of rumors that they're going to have like a black James Bond next, you know? There's like a lot of been rumors.
Yeah, there is.
You know, so that's pretty exciting. Have you ever dated a brother, basically?
What a segue.
Someone else asked me that, and again, I don't...
Because it seems to be
never,
the hip thing right now, or
I've
Filipino
never been,
even.
I've dated a Filipino. I've never been asked out by a black guy.
Hmm. So a lot of guys, it seems like, aren't hitting on you. I mean, maybe they are in their heads.
Well, you're very specific with race, with or comedian, like is he
comedian.
Black? Or,
oh, sorry.
Or we need to get a black comedian to ask her out now.
Oh, yeah, maybe we need a black comedian.
What's Kevin Hart?
We have Kevin Hart up, too. He might be busy.
No, I was trying to think about that. No, yeah.
But a Filipino guy, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like who, Wilmer Von Borama?
No, he wasn't famous.
Oh.
You're funny.
Let me ask,
we can
wrap it up because I know you got to go. You're being a mother now is a big part of your life.
Yeah.
And I know that you made a decision a little while ago to adopt, and that's something that I'm starting to go through and wanting to do myself. What was behind
Which
that?
Which I told you I would help you with anything you need.
Yes. When you did it, what was...
Breastfeeding is what you need help with, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm guessing.
What was behind that, and how has it changed your life?
I've always wanted to adopt, and I always saw myself with more kids. And I just knew there was another soul out there that, you know, I wasn't done having kids. And so I decided to pursue it on my own.
Yeah, that's the hard. I mean, people always tell me, why aren't you waiting for someone else?
Because people ask me that, too. And I didn't want to put my life on hold until I met Mr. Wrong Number Two.
Right. I think he might be sitting right here, by the way.
And so if I found Mr. Right Number Two, I just left. You know, it was something I did not want to put my life on hold.
Right.
And which I think is for you as well. You know, if you, whatever's meant to be, you, this is something that you want. And I think why wait?
And then you go with how it goes after that.
Yeah. And when you do meet someone, they can, you know, embrace both of you.
Yeah.
You know,
and now that you're a mom and you have kids and there's kids around you all the time, I know. Do you miss the days without kids? Not your specific kids, but I mean,
right.
Like look back at the good old party days
it's
or whatnot.
Funny.
Or...
I think you can't imagine life without prior to your kids. So there are a couple times I'm like, oh yeah, that was even, you can't even imagine it.
Hmm.
So, but I think you could still have that part of you as well. Just because you have kids, that doesn't mean you can never go to a party again. You can never have fun again. You can never be sexy again.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? I think you can still, they add to you. They don't take that away.
Right.
Obviously, you have different priorities at times, but you can still have that part, you know, have fun and be, you know, a man and enjoy your life too.
Very good. Well, that was my final question.
I have one last question. Do you have to give dating advice to your daughters yet?
No, they're 11, 10, and 4.
Yeah.
If I did, I would be.
Yeah, the 4-year-old definitely should not be dating.
She should not be dating.
No,
they're,
don't take her to McDonald's, by the way, anymore, ever again.
We're not going
to
play in the bowls because now I know what goes on in there, really.
Please, never.
There was nothing sentimental going on in there. It was just resting.
Yeah, no, it's I am kind of dreading those days.
Yeah.
Their dad will be, I feel sorry for any guy that our daughter's dating.
Oh, he's
going to
be
he's going to be all over them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Definitely.
What is your relationship with Charlie these days, if you don't mind me asking?
Up and down, you know. I'm always here for
Are you the stable one you feel like, and he's more the up and down?
Yeah. I mean,
like,
I don't want to say, yes.
But it sounds like you're the rock.
Yeah. No, it's, I believe you move past your shit, whatever's going on, whatever. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, but there's only so many times you can do that, Denise. And this is me as your friend saying it.
No, but I will always, for better or worse, he is going to be in my life for the rest of my life. So I personally like to keep the peace That's not to say there's no boundaries.
Right.
But I, you know, it's, there's times when it's, I know how I keep myself and my space and the being positive. And when he's in that place, then great. And if not, then you stay over there.
Okay.
Does he ever still try to get sensual with you?
Stop.
What, is that a weird question?
You can ask him that.
Maybe we will.
Well, I let's say, yeah. Let's,
I mean, I would probably, I mean, I feel like, I mean, if, when I see my ex-girlfriend, sometimes I still try and fire it up sometimes. You know what I mean?
You're funny.
No, I actually, and this can take us to round 3.
All right, lead us to our debate. Round 3.
But she needs to pick a winner of the interview round.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Mm. Oh, that interview is you.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Hands
Matt.
Down.
Why?
Yeah, I'm because, sorry.
Because the Filipino, because woman,
yes, you're asking me, like, it doesn't matter what someone looks like,
what their profession is. But she does like funny
I'm
guys.
Kidding. No, you're very funny. No, you are good at interviewing.
I know you are.
But
now,
I had to pick one. This had, I'm sorry.
I will gladly
Matt.
Take that win.
Matt does
this
a great
is why
job.
It's hard that you guys do the competition.
Exactly.
Thing.
But that's what makes it special.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to round 3, which is a quick debate, if you have
okay.
a quick second.
Yep, I do.
We have 2 topics that we can discuss. Okay. Number 1 is Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have done Playboy
yes.
before, and they are no longer doing... The,
mm-hmm.
the images.
The images. Do we like
okay.
or do we don't like? That's the first
okay.
thing. And the second one is the idea, and we touched upon this before, of staying friends with exes. Do you think it's possible or not? I personally think it's not
and I
possible,
think it,
and he thinks
think
it is.
I think you do.
Do you want to hear us debate on that one, or do you want to hear us debate on the Playboy?
We each do 1 minute, and then we open it up. And
I say Playboy.
Playboy.
Okay.
And, we're,
yeah.
and the reason we're doing this is because you did perform. You did pose in Playboy in...
After our first daughter was born.
So, nice. Like,
so you're already a mother before you're already a mother. That's
yes,
awesome.
I was.
That's
yeah.
cool.
And you did that
5 months after.
Part of that
was
reason,
born.
Right? Was to show that you
yeah,
could still...
no, I think it was just because you become a mother, you can still embrace your sexuality. You can be,
right.
you know.
Would you ever do it again? I mean, and they're not even doing pictures anymore, but would you
well,
do...
that's, would I ever do it again? I can't say, you know, never say never
yeah.
is how I always...
All right.
You know.
All right, so let's get
I'd
a minute...
I'd pick
of...
up a copy probably, you know, if I had a couple of extra cash and I'm at the 7-Eleven.
You know what? I would too.
There you go.
I have a very strong opinion about this subject.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, let's
okay,
start.
We're each going to take 1 minute. Matt's going to go first. Okay, I'll go first on my minute. I am okay with no more pictures in Playboy.
All right, tell us why.
Because here's why, to be honest with you, like I like what really gets me eroticized really is the stories in there. So sometimes like I can look at the pictures and I mean they definitely do it for me, you know, and get me fired up as a young man who's virile. And but I also the articles sometimes really get me fired up, you know, like the ones like about sexual instances and stuff like that mm-hmm. where people are like touching each other and stuff like that. That gets me really fired up. So I wouldn't mind a few more of those. Also maybe like I wouldn't mind some more clothed pictures that kind of keep things a little bit more in the imagination. I think we could use that as a culture because there's way – I mean, I love some pornography, some decent stuff late at night, but some of this stuff is getting a little too heated out there.
All right.
You know, and that's for all cultures, black, Filipino, everyone.
Comedians, non-comedians, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Everybody's welcome.
I personally – I mean, obviously they know what they're doing better than I do, but to
okay.
me it just seems like – They're ruining their entire brand. That's the whole reason that people buy Playboy in the first place. I know there has been incredible articles and stuff. I don't buy that people really. I know they've said it all through
mm-hmm.
the years. Oh, I read it for the articles. I remember finding my dad's Playboy actually when I was and I was like, I even tried reading. I was like,
yeah.
nobody reads this shit.
Yeah, none of the articles are
happening.
Sticky.
Uh-huh.
None of the yeah, nobody's like. So I believe that that's what it is. I believe that I believe also that Playboy is the classiest of them all, obviously, and does stuff that is so that is sensual, even though it shows nudity and stuff like that, that doesn't encapsulate that porn thing that does exist
Ooh,
today. I think
point.
Playboy has that market pretty well, and that's in my mind the only reason I would even as a gay man too look at a Playboy for that reason. Granted, they probably know what they're doing and they have some kind of alternative way to get viewers or readers out of it, but it just doesn't make sense to me.
don't know.
What about your? Let's hear your opinion, because you said you have a strong opinion on this.
I agree with you with that. I think that it's this magazine's been around. All of us remember, you know, finding our dad. So it's been around for years and years.
It's how a lot of us knew our dad was straight.
Yeah,
it really is.
And it's also how I knew I wasn't. I swear to God.
And you still didn't like the article.
The crossword.
That's how he knew he was a journalist too.
Exactly.
The crossword puzzles were so fun.
But I think it's part of our pop culture.
Agreed.
And I was very surprised that they're making that decision, because I feel whether it's been around since what, in the 50s?
Yeah.
And they still have been timeless. And now changing it for, I don't know. I was very surprised. I still think they should keep it the way it's always been.
There's got to be a way to roll with the times and still keep it at that. But
I understand people can get it all on the internet for free.
It's not the same, though.
It's not.
It's not the same.
So I think being part, if you're going to be Playboy, be Playboy.
Awesome. Mm. Well, I think that means I won that round, right?
Well, you can't just throw that into her face like that. She gets to make her own decision. She's a woman and she's an adult. And she's
if I agree with his opinion, then what?
Yeah, that means I win the round.
Oh. But he raised some very good points.
You really did.
All right, Matt got it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, man. Theo.
And
So Matt wins the podcast.
Oh, yes. Of course Matt wins the podcast. And before you go, tell us your best Playboy mansion experience. And then we will let you go.
Yeah, tell us again. People love to hear about this stuff.
And this is going to sound terrible.
No, it's not.
Well, I will say I've been there for like an adult party, and then I've been there on Easter with the kids.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I will say it is not like you think. It's very rated G. And For the Easter party. Hef puts on a wonderful Easter party for kids. They do an incredible Easter egg hunt. They have all the carnival foods, petting zoos. And it's beautiful there. There's not naked girls walking around.
Right.
And it's very family friendly, and it's one of the most surprising parties I've been to at his house.
But not the best.
I actually enjoyed myself, yeah.
And are there
the Halloween parties are fun.
Petting zoos at the adult parties as well?
He has a zoo there that you can go down and see.
Really? Are there animals in it?
There's animals. Oh. Right. I love the grounds he has. It's fantastic.
So we're not getting any cool Playboy stories.
I haven't been there very often. I've only been there a few times.
I feel like you're holding back a great story that you
I
have
actually
once.
Am not. It's what you see in the pictures and all that stuff. He puts on a very good party.
Nice.
I have one question from a fan that came in, and it's not even a fan. It's also another gentleman in the entertainment industry. Dennis Haskins, who played Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell, had this question. Asked Denise if she liked being on Saved by the Bell Summer Edition, or would have rather worked with Mr. Belding.
Wow. Him. I would have loved to work with him. It was actually one of my very first jobs.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost 60 pounds, too.
Has
wow.
He really?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good for him.
Well, so Dennis Haskins wins.
Yep, Dennis Haskins wins.
But I won.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much for coming, Denise.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to promote, or anything that we can see you in, or anything like that?
I don't have dates of when these come out, so
okay.
One's around Christmas and...
What is this?
Well, I'll give it to you and you can plug it.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll do that. And if a new Playboy comes out and they ask you to do it, if they turn back to pictures, then we can...
I'll be here to promote it.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much,
Denise.
I love you very much.
Thank you. I love you too.